So today we're going to talk about ministry practices. And this is, in a lot of ways, is a little bit of a new way to think about ministry. So let's just talk about that first. Brian, can you read that?
I will. A ministry practice might be a coaching minister practice, prayer practice, visitation practice, matchmaker ministry, or ministry biz. These can be located at a local church, home, or storefront. Some of these practices may be led by volunteer credentialed ministers, others by part-time ministers. A ministry biz is another example of a ministry practice soul center. James 5:14 says, "Is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord."
You know, what I see is that this happened a lot more in the New Testament than we often noticed. And I see that in the book of Acts. So you have in the book of Acts, you know, you see the Holy Spirit's poured out, your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going out there. And then you do see the fellowship. They broke bread together. You see fellowship soul centers. Mm-hmm. A lot of them started. You see house churches and all. But then I noticed, like, people that are specifically out there, those with the gift of healing, the prayer gift. So, you know, take up your mat and walk. And you see in the book of Acts where even, you know, people, in fact, then Simon the sorcerer sees how the impartation of the Holy Spirit is done, and he actually wants to buy that practice too. If I, you know, so we even have simony is this buying of, you know, credentials that come later in the Middle Ages. Mm-hmm. It's almost like, you know, that's false, and we all know that's false. But what's interesting is, you know, there really is a sense of very specific things in ministry that can be done. So we call them ministry practices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the term practice implies, you know, doing something. I practiced law for 25 years,
okay.
Right? Like, it wasn't like I was practicing to get better at something. Like, I'm not practicing a skill.
Right.
But I'm doing something on a regular basis. And so a ministry practices soul center is a ministry that you're engaged in on a regular, somewhat regular basis, periodic basis. It doesn't have to be every day. It doesn't have to be every week or even every month.
But it's your topic.
So one of my ministry practices is in the area of conflict, working with people in conflict.
So you have a navigating conflict practice. In fact, you actually have a whole ministry, and you've actually helped people start navigating conflict
practices. I plant conflict navigation
practices.
Practices, yes.
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 Mm-hmm. You know, when I think about I think about, you know, there's room or a place for ministry and counseling.
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, a lot of folks, they feel like they need someone to speak to talk to, that may understand the things that they're going through. But many times, I believe you might go to a professional psychologist or psychiatrist, and what you're dealing with is spiritual. They don't know how to deal with spiritual.
Right, yeah.
And so there is a place for folks who are Christian to minister to others who are looking for spiritual answers or for spiritual support.
Because we believe there's a soul.
Yes. Yes.
We believe that there's a body and a spirit, mm-hmm. and we believe they're all connected and all of that. And in counseling, mm-hmm. more and more believes in the controlled counseling, psychology counseling, mm-hmm. or therapy, mm-hmm. believes there is no soul. Now, if you think you have a soul, fine. But at their core being, mm-hmm. they're ignoring what the Bible talks about that's in all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you may not feel competent to counsel someone, but our coaching ministry, our coaching credential is
powerful.
Is so powerful. And coaching is asking questions, mm-hmm. and helping the person that you're helping to come to their own answers. Mm-hmm. Answer those questions by seeking the Lord.
Yes.
And encouraging them in that manner. And mm-hmm. so there's again a broad spectrum of ministry practice soul centers.
Well, I know one. This is interesting. Just recently, we have students who are pursuing the credential to be coaching ministers in the area of sex conversations, mm-hmm. And education, because A couple of them actually run a website that deals with some of those intimate issues. Mm-hmm. So they want to have the credentials to be able to offer. This is an online practice because so many people, Christians, have sadness in broken understanding of sexuality and marriage and stuff like that. And this practice will be like exclusively an online practice. It's more comfortable to deal even in that subject when you're not necessarily meeting with someone. I mean, I can see there's, but that's a practice, mm-hmm. yeah. a soul center practice, specifically on that topic, which is a little touchy to deal with, mm-hmm. but this type of thing, and those coaches get more credibility when they honestly have a registered religious society mm-hmm. they're dealing with. Mm-hmm. That this is, they have the training. Their training is proved. Yeah. You know, they're just not giving their opinion.
Yeah, I think what the Soul Center registration process will do is lend credibility to your training and your yes. credentials in a place where people can go to see, oh, I see they have this credential and that credential. Yes, and that that establishes some credibility and some level of basic level of relationship that, okay, I'm gonna work with you.
Yeah. You know, we talk about this all the time. You know, part of what ministers do, what pastors do, they visit. They don't often have the time to visit. There's so many people out there
right.
that mm-hmm. need and crave mm-hmm. some companionship. They crave prayer. They crave someone that will be there for them. Yeah. And so many, you know, we have assisted living centers. We have homes where folks their mm-hmm. families have moved away, and so we those things are needed right now. They're so urgently needed, and so visitation. There's so many, you know, pastors, preachers. There's not enough room. There's mm-hmm. not enough time, and these are often people who have been in church all their lives. Now they're left alone.
Right.
We
right.
have to be with them. And even someone who has been in a major accident, you know what happens a lot of times when folks are in accidents, at least them maybe temporarily or permanently disabled or challenged, physically yeah. challenged, people forget about them.
Right. Yeah.
And we need to be able to help folks who have a passion, who have a love for people, particularly folks who have been put in this situation.
You know, this is one of those things. You just your mind can go a million places through the Holy Spirit and where you could start a ministry practice. Mm-hmm. You know, and I mean, I could see like, you know, like you mentioned about a nursing home or somebody, but I could see a church hiring you mm-hmm. to supplying your needs. So that's what you do, and that's your practice. And you can also have a practice that's on the Soul Center. Somebody can contact you and say, you know what, my mother is elderly here, and I noticed your Soul Center. We live in Tulsa, and we noticed your Soul Center in Dallas, and we'd love it if you could check on her and pray with her, because yeah. she's shut in, and that she's going to a mega church, and you know they don't really have a program to meet her needs. And will you check in on her yes. and pray with her, yes. and then all of a sudden you're serving this family. I mean that you know I find it fascinating. Again, you guys don't laugh at what I'm going to say right here. Okay, so we do so much to supply the needs of dog sitting. And we have people who need a visit, and we know it. And we almost go, well, we can't do anything about it. Yes, you can. You can go see a Soul Center leader in visitation, and a Soul Center visit is not just babysitting the poodle. It's actually the most important thing to meet the needs of a soul hungry for a visit. So again, the potential of this is incredible.
Yeah. Yes,
it is. And even a marriage, I think that we talked about the wedding officiant in our last type, but I can see a wedding officiant developing a marriage ministry practice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Yeah. You know, and okay, so yeah. we're back to that sign, yeah. you know, that the wedding planner. I mean, why couldn't we have, you know, marriage support encouragement services, or yeah. I'm just thinking off the top of my head.
Yeah, no. You know, Pastor, we have I'm an elder at a church that's a fairly large church. I wouldn't call it a mega church, but we have grown considerably in the last couple of years, and we have people that come to the elders from time to time with a ministry idea. And due to either budget issues or staff issues or just mission issues, it's something, it's a great idea. They're always great ideas. Ideas.
These are
all ministry dreams that we would love. They all fit within this ministry practices soul center category. And one was from a couple that teaches a Sunday school class for adults with special needs.
Right.
And they had an idea. They want to expand the scope of their ministry to providing respite care for these families, where they can drop off their disabled child and they get a couple hours to go have dinner.
Wow. Right. Oh, that's unbelievable.
And so they come to the elders and say, hey, we want to do this. Well, it doesn't really fit into the church's
right.
wheelhouse of ministry, right? And so what do? You don't want us to say no as
right.
an elder. You don't want to discourage this couple that has this passion to do ministry. And so what we said to them was, well, let's help you form a ministry. We're going to help
right.
you form a ministry.
A soul center.
We're going to help you form your soul center.
Your practice.
And we're going to get some people. We're going to put out a call for people who want to be on your board.
Mm-hmm.
We put that call out, and the Lord sent caseworkers, accountants, everybody you need to start a ministry.
You just never know.
And now they're launching that ministry.
Well, we're going to talk about another type that's actually a ministry like that. But that could be at a practice level. Like, it's just you're a credentialed minister. You're just doing this, you know, at a practice level.
Yeah.
Or in an upcoming session, we're going to talk about a full ministry. That's a full ministry.
Yeah. So now, what that couple can't do right now is register with the Alliance, because they aren't Alliance members.
No, that's right.
But you can.
Right.
And you have that opportunity. And then every family with disabled adult children would see your center.
Right.
And
you're a religious society in a practice. You're registered as a practice in this registered religious society.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
Wonderful.
Could you see, as a minister, really getting excited about this and people within your church?
I'm over the moon.
Are you going to some people?
You know, there's so much need out there, and I look at it, and just like you, Pastor Brian, folks have come to me and they said, well, we need this, and I look around the staff, we don't have folks who want to do it or have the capability to do it, and you know, whenever I see someone, I try to help them. And really, now that we have this, we have the Alliance, we have the Soul Centers, it's the opportunity. Now we can help people the way they need to be helped.
Exciting. Next time we're going to talk about ministries, which is sort of talked about a little today, earlier, Brian did, or ministry biz organizations. So until next time, may God bless you. And I'm asking, what's the Holy Spirit telling you? You know, where's your heart at? What is God going to do through you, through a soul center?